Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Millie with Screenwriting U, and I'm here today with Mike Binder, who wrote and directed Black or White, starring Kevin Costner. Hey Mike, how are you?
I'm good. Good, how are you?
Good, so good to talk to you, and I'm so excited about the movie. Let me just jump right in. How did you get this idea? Where was this an assignment, or was this your own idea?
No. You know, my wife's sister had passed away when she was young, 32 years old, and she had a 7-year-old boy who was a biracial boy, and then she was involved with her brother and her family and her father's family, who wasn't in his life, down in South Central. We all kind of raised them together, so very much in our lives. So we were in Santa Monica, and my family was down there, and we just kind of banded together and raised them. And I just always had a sense that somewhere in there was a good story about family and race and, you know, and just a little bit of everything, you know, and I just wrote it. You know, it was one of those stories that always sitting on my shelf, and I finally got to it.
And how can you talk a little bit about your process? How do you, once you got the idea and you knew you wanted to get it down, do you outline or go right into script pages? Or
I do. No, I outline. I think about it for a while. Like I say, I have a lot of ideas, and a lot of them just kind of sit around for years. They kind of roll around in my head, and then one of them goes, I go, okay, well, I'll write this one, you know, and then I do, you know, I write every day, you know. I really think it's important for a writer to write every day and to be very disciplined about writing, and I really believe that. And I do a treatment, and pretty detailed, usually it's up to like 12 pages, and then I just start writing, you know, and I really believe that, you know, you can't be afraid of just getting a draft out on paper. You can't be precious. You can't, you know, my first drafts usually take 3 weeks, you know, and I just get them out. And then I just keep polishing it for sometimes a couple of years, you know, and do 30, 40 drafts, you know, even if they're little drafts, you know. And sometimes they're big drafts, but I just get it out, I get the treatment out, and then I get the draft out on paper.
And do you have, how do you get to the next draft? Is that notes that someone's given you, or you just put time between you and the pages? How do you know what changes you need to make?
A couple different ways. You know, one is I just put some time between them, but also I think it's really important to get feedback, you know. My wife, and my daughter, and my friends, and other screenwriters, and my manager, and my agent, you know, and then, you know, you're just constantly getting a series of feedback, and some notes you listen to, some you don't. Sometimes you hear things over and over and over again, you go, well, I better listen to that, but keep hearing it, and you keep going back in and making it better and better and better. And those things, someone calling, oh, I read the script. Oh, what draft did you read? You know, because it's changed so much time to time. But it really is a evolving kind of process. The thing just kind of comes to life. And then bring actors on board, and they have a bunch more question points. And they start doing readings and rehearsals, and then the thing really starts to change.
And how do you, just for a beginner out there who wants to know how to manage feedback and notes, how do you deal with it? Do you sort of let it sink in and then go home and think about it? Or do you know right away which notes to keep and which ones to discard?
That's a good question. I remember a screenwriter who was looking for a producer, and I was dealing with these studio notes, the first script I was writing for a studio, And he said to me later, he said, you know, when I'm going to give you notes, you either stick up for why you don't, it doesn't work, or you go in there and answer right away. You don't have to have the answer right away. You can always just say, that's a good idea, let me think about it. You know, that's a good note, let me dwell on it, you know, and come back to you with something. And in general, that's a good note. It's a good way. Anyway, when someone gives you a note, you don't have to go get defensive, and you don't have to take it. You don't have to say, oh, yeah, it's great, and this is how I'll do it. You just kind of go, okay, that's interesting. Okay, that's interesting. You think about that. I've never thought about that. That's good. It's good. You know, that kind of thing.
Do you think there's, you know, how can you get to that stage? Is that just with experience or after understanding your own writing and maybe the way development people or studios give notes? Because sometimes I've just heard from a lot of writers that it could be so frustrating and it could make you not, you know, get writer's block or not know how to make the changes they want, you know, and then you can get fired or they hire somebody else who will do it. So how do you keep, you know, the professional relationship? Is it just experience, I guess, is what I'm asking? Does that come with time?
It really is experience. It just comes with time. And it comes with, you know, you can't be too precious, especially when someone's paying for your life. You know, you can't be too precious. You kind of go, okay, you don't like it that way, let me come up with another way for you. You know? Yeah, you know, I happen to really enjoy the writing process. I'm not afraid of writing. I'm not afraid of work. You know, if somebody gives me a note, it isn't. I know that I'm not having trouble with the note because of, oh, I don't want to go do that. Because I'm not afraid that when you're doing it for a while, you realize it's not that hard. No time's hard to answer. And once you get your first script, you know, it's easy, you know? It's just figuring out the right answers, you know? That's the hard part. It's not the actual work of it. And a lot of it is, you just have to kind of have a faith that, all right, well, if we're going in that direction, I'll figure that out. I'll figure something out.
So once you get the notes and you have the draft in a place where you're ready to go to casting, can you talk a little bit about your casting choices? Did you always have this cast in mind, or did they come on, you know, at what part in the process, since you were also directing? Did you get your cast together? Can you talk about that?
I mean, it varies project to project. I don't usually have someone in mind. I mean, I thought in a way that I did have kind of casting in mind just because I've lived with them before, and I'm writing in that age range, and so that he's kind of liking him just because I like working with him and I know him and I have access to him, you know. I always have someone in mind more or less.
What was it like to work with Kevin Costner? What is he like when it comes to looking at the story and talking about his character? And if you've worked together.
He loved the script, you know. I mean, he didn't want to change a word. He just loved the script. It just was somehow that it really spoke to him, you know. So, you know, it's really, you know, but it's always a challenge when the actor is a big star and is the producer. Because he put some money up for the movie. And you know, he's also a filmmaker. He's not a director. He's won an Oscar as a director, so, you know, that's always a challenge, but he got a lot of his friends, you know.
Yeah, how have things changed for you once you go from writing to directing, or are you rewriting on set, or once you get into production, do you really just wear the hat of the director? Just can you tell me how that works for you?
Well, that's another good question, I guess, because I think I'm always wearing the hat as the writer, too. I'm always dissecting the script and always thinking about how, you know, boy, since we changed this location or this actor so is playing this role this way, can I change some of the dialogue to help him along? Or, you know, even to the point of, boy, is there a funnier way to end this scene, you know? So, you know, as a writer, I'm always there on the set trying to figure if I can punch it up a little bit.
And from Black or White, what was your favorite scene that you shot? Or, you know, your favorite scene that you wrote, and when you saw it come to life, you just really felt like, wow, I got it.
Oh, I like the scene in the law office, Kevin's partner's law, when he's dealing with his partners and he realizes that the trial's going to be about him. It was kind of an homage to the verdict.
Great. Well, the movie is fantastic. I loved watching it. I just have one more question for you. Any advice to a young filmmaker out there who wants to write and direct their own project, just like you have here? Any parting wisdom?
Yeah, I would really, you know, get your work discipline down. You know, just understand that if you really want to be a writer director for your career, you're going to be writing a lot. And even if someone's paying you or you're getting your movies made, even Woody Allen, Martin Scorsese, or any writer, director, you know, has to still have to write every script. You know, success doesn't change anything. So you might as well just realize that you got to figure out how to get yourself so that you get up every morning and you write. And nothing changes from that. And you get a power from that, because no matter what happens, you just keep writing, and you can write yourself out of career holes or lulls. Or, you know, you've always got the power if you're creating the material.
Great. Well, that's very well said. Thank you so much for the chat. I can't wait to see your next project, and hopefully we can talk again.
My pleasure. We love that. Thanks again for doing this.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.